Seattle and King County officials yesterday announced the city's first gun buyback program in 20 years. The goal is to reduce gun violence, both intentional and accidental. But as KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, studies show gun buybacks don't usually have much effect.
The first gun buyback will take place Saturday, January 26th in downtown Seattle. People can anonymously turn in handguns, shotguns, and rifles, no questions asked, for a $100 gift card, or assault weapons for a $200 gift card. A 1992 gun buyback in Seattle netted 1,200 guns. But a study 2 years later found the buyback had not led to a significant decrease in gun violence. Studies of buybacks around the country have had similar findings. Still, at a news conference at Mount Zion Baptist Church, King County Executive Dow Constantine dismissed criticism of the effectiveness of gun buybacks.
We're talking about a $100,000 program that, if it prevents one shooting, will easily pay for itself. So I reject the cynicism saying this is not a universal solution, that this doesn't get to the fundamental problem of the unlimited supply of guns. It gets to the problem of a particular gun can accidentally or intentionally be used to harm or kill someone. And that's good.
Seattle Police Deputy Chief Nick Metz says even if the people who turn in their guns were unlikely to use them, a buyback can still save lives.
I want you to imagine you have a gun in your home and you haven't secured it properly, and you come home and your house has been burglarized and your gun is missing. And then you find out a week later that that gun that you should have secured has been used in a homicide. Ask yourself how you're going to feel about that. That's something that you could have prevented.
Funding for the buyback is coming from private sources like Amazon.com, which donated gift cards. Organizers have raised more than $100,000 so far. Only one buyback date has been announced, but they're planning to keep them going as long as funding allows. Mayor Mike McGinn says Nucor Steel in Seattle has volunteered to melt the guns down to keep them off the streets for good. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.